What do you do during the chaotic times of your life? When things are out of control, who do you turn to? What's your reaction? That's what we've been studying from the pages of Scripture from the book of Judges. And we noticed in Judges chapter 1 that the people looked up to God and His sufficiency. But then as we traveled through chapter 1, we noticed this subtle phrase that there was compromise going on in Judges chapter 1. And then in Judges chapter 2, we read that there arose another generation who did not know the Lord. How does a whole generation turn their backs on God? This is not just a band of thugs or an isolated incident. This is a whole generation of people. The mindset of that current generation after Joshua had died and after the elders had died was to disregard God, to minimize God's actions on their behalf. Well, here's what we do know, that a cold, formulaic, non-passionate, never seen faith does not produce a passionate love and devotion for God. Could it be that the previous generation kept the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law? Could it be that as a father and son walked along the banks of the Jordan River, hurrying down the path, and the son looks up at his dad and he says, "Dad, why are those huge rocks in the middle of the river?" That the dad says something like, "Oh, it's something about how God dried up the river one time, son. No big deal. Now hurry up or we're going to be late for ball practice." Oh, for fathers and mothers who would stop in the pathways and lead their sons and daughters over to the rock and say, "Son, sit down. You need to know about the power and majesty of our God." And with trembling in his voice and tears in his eyes, communicate the glory and grandeur of a holy God. "Dad, why do we have to go to church every Sunday?" How do you answer that question, parents? Do you answer it in a joking way? "Well, because if we don't, then mama's going to be upset." Well, then church is a joke to your kid. Do you answer it with defeat? "Well, we just have to, son. It's just what you're supposed to do." Then church becomes an unloving taskmaster. Do you answer it with legalism? "If we go to church, God's going to do good things for us." Or do you answer it with passion? "Let me tell you, sweetheart, what God has done for me and our family. We go to worship Him with others who have realized how glorious He is. They are our family." You see, to make sure that the next generation knows the Lord, what we do is we put as much kindling of the glory of God around their hearts so that when the Holy Spirit lights the match, it burns with a zealous flame of love and devotion to Christ. As I look at the skyline of Christianity today, I see a form of religion on the rise, but true devotion to Christ on the downgrade. I see students walking away from their parents' faith. I see a generation emerging that does not know the Lord. They know about Him to some degree. They don't know Him intimately. They had a history lesson, but their hearts were unmoved. They know He died on the cross, did some pretty good things while here on the earth. They know about Him, but they don't know Him. I'm praying that in 2020, that you'll put that kindling around the people of your life so that when God lights the match, it burns with a passionate flame. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Maasai Ma Life Word broadcast heard in Kenya and Tanzania.